And welcome back to the Eternal Cycle, episode 71. Today, we've got a lot of shit that's going down. We've got everybody with their magic. Everybody's been updated. We're going to skip the intro today because somebody can't remember it. We've done this for the second time. Let's get into it! Can I get some initiative rolls, please?
Okay. Do it a one. And what I want is a one.
Oh, damn.
You lucked the fuck out.
Yeah.
I got a 20.
Oh, you fucked.
I got a 16.
Do I have a save 20?
I believe you do.
I think I used it.
Dude, you roll so many goddamn 20s, you should.
I swear this dice is not loaded.
We haven't checked that though.
I can.
Yeah. I know that there's a way to check it. It's just
I just don't want to melt your dice down. Because that's how you do it.
Well, there's also the saltwater thing. It's not as guaranteed, but that's neither here or there. We're trying.
Alright. Yeah. If you guys remember, I do believe we have 4 days left until you're inquisitorial.
Oh yeah, that is what's happening.
Yeah, we're being
hunted down by the god, by the godly inquisition.
Well, they're not necessarily hunting you down. They're interested in your activities.
They're wondering whether or not the war crimes have pitchforks yet.
Yes. They need to know if they need to bring out the pitchforks.
They're like, hold up. Like the fucking
there's some fuckery going on here.
Precisely. Now it goes Roz, me,
yep. All right.
I can't remember what I was doing when we ended.
Good morning. Actually, you were in LSD and getting high with the king.
Yeah, it's the morning.
No, I was with Drac, I thought. Yeah, it was Drac and
Firespoke?
Yep.
Yeah, they were going to a thing.
Yeah, we were getting drunk.
They were getting drunk.
Yeah,
I was the one that was taking LSD and acid.
You were taking LSD.
I understand, like, how you're confused because he's usually the one doing the hard drugs,
and you're usually the one drinking.
I went with them.
Yeah,
yeah, and you're getting LSD'd and drugged up too. Okay, so
yeah.
All right, it was a party night. That's what I need everybody to roll D20s for. Let's see how fuckered up you guys got.
I got a 15.
I got an 18.
I got a 3.
Oh no. You did not hold your composure at all.
None of you did.
I'm a widow.
I got a 15. You didn't want to get too high or too low.
I'm a widower, dude.
He just widowed himself.
Yeah.
I just
three times.
I just went through some shit.
He just got done with the purge round, which is quite an experience. And you just found out that you have insanely light abilities.
Yeah. I can do super ultra mega magic.
At some point, the parties combine in the Great Hall of Lord Blackrose. And feast was thrown with LSDs, booze, and drugs! Lots of drugs. And if you're questioning how vampires get drugged up, well, let me give you a hint.
Magic.
We injected magic into our veins.
So wait, Lord Blackrose was doing the drugs with us?
Yeah.
Holy shit.
Dude, he's been doing the apples the entire time. How do you think he keeps calm?
He's also a really good dude, though.
But you guys have a right to celebrate. You guys won. By all official accounts, by the death tolls alone, you guys won.
Yeah. It was a landslide.
It was literally a landslide. They had to cheat their fight. And that Inquisitorius is also coming up, which has been combined with the main Inquisitorius. So not only are you guys being put on trial, but Black Rose is being put before the 12 Immortals.
For its separate trial.
Well, because that is more, it's not necessarily a trial. It's more of an, again, it's an Inquisitorius, which means they are asking
it's an Inquisition.
Questions.
Yeah, they're like, hey.
There is a difference between an Inquisitorius, the Inquisition, and going on an Inquisition.
Let's just call it like it is. It's an investigation.
Yeah, it's like, hey, no King of Old.
Fancy ass words here.
King of Old, the fuck? Why'd you do that?
So, 4 days.
King of Old, that was a dick move.
There's some fuckery.
I know you're not.
Well, yeah.
You're first to wake up.
Yeah.
uncle wants to visit my old buddy.
You're going to roll out of bed first?
I'm going to attempt to.
Yeah. You roll out of bed and you fall off of your bed. You were hanging off the edge of it and you land and you hear a moan. A distinctively female and moan from somewhere in the room.
I think you just elbow dropped a lady.
Look around.
You did not land on anybody. However, there is someone with white hair in your bed.
Closer look.
Oh yeah, you know who this is. This is fire spell.
You know who the fuck.
Oh no.
Not the smartest choice of dip and leave.
You're in your bed.
Yeah.
But still, skipping out on her would not be the smartest choice.
Or the best.
Yeah.
It would probably be both the best choice and worst choice, depending on how your interaction with her later would go. If you were smart about it, you could easily spin this to your favor. If you're smart about it, I'm just saying.
It's a very big if.
Yeah, it's a very big biff. And I want you to mind you, she cannot be convinced. You would have to use your genuine words to convince me as her.
Yeah.
What?
I just want to emphasize that.
Yeah. Fuck it. I'm just going to lay back down.
Are you going to try to cuddle with her?
Yep.
Wrong choice. Wrong choice.
I'm just going to blame it on still being
tired. I've been playing with it. I'm going to put it into context for everyone who's listening and for Rosgreaves right now. I have been watching the GM play this character for quite possibly 6 years now.
The GM's wrong about choice. To have fun with this.
Wrong fucking choice.
Hold on, I got to pull out her character sheet.
You got fucked. Roll new character.
You're probably losing a couple of pieces.
Let's just say, thank God you're a vampire.
Genuinely. And she can't kill you without his permission.
That's odd.
Give her permission.
Oh, thanks.
Oh, what's this paperwork? I'm formally invited to sign a sheet of paper that says that I can kill the only blood brother in existence.
I mean, she makes a good argument.
Please respond ASAP. No.
The GM is still looking through this.
Yeah, he's still trying to find the character. Scary.
Oh no, I have the character sheet. I'm just looking at the character sheet. And
he's laughing maniacally.
On the inside, yes. He's
just like, oh, I could do this to him. Neat.
Lucian just got raped.
Well, since it's a back attack, you find yourself falling through the air. You are now falling from 15,000 feet from orbit directly at the top of Black Rose's castle. You went from... You will be falling for your next turn.
Sorry. So you.
That is literally how high you are up, and that is going to take an entire turn for you to continue following.
You went to cuddle, and now you have enough time to contemplate. How the hell did you get into this situation?
Now you have plenty of time to figure out what you did.
I have plenty of time to wake the fuck up.
Trust me, as soon as the cold air hit your balls, you knew. You were awake. All right.
Yes.
Skyflash.
That is me.
It is him.
So.
Yes.
I'm going to try and set up.
You unslump yourself from the chair you find yourself in. You are draped across it, clothes still on.
Good.
There are four females that apparently had an orgy on your bed without you.
Okay, question. Why the fuck did you come to my room to do it?
You said you wanted to watch, don't you remember?
No.
We would prefer you to join. Now, mind you, these are Coven sisters.
Yeah.
Fucking have at it, I guess.
Well, so you're busy for your next turn.
No, I was telling them to go at it. I'm not joining.
Misunderstanding.
Yeah. Gotcha. Okay. Yeah. So they get back to it. Moans begin.
All right. I'm gonna have to disinfect that.
You're gonna have to work on your sarcasm because they did not get it.
They're not his. They're just Coven sisters.
Yeah.
Which means they haven't been chosen.
I said sarcasm, not Coven.
Sorry.
A lot of misunderstandings.
So what are you doing for your morning part of the day?
Alright. Besides buying new sheets.
You're going to spend the whole morning looking
at sheets. Ooh, this was 10,000 counts.
I wonder how they get them so close together. There's just tweezers.
It's just out of manipulation magic. Like...
Alright. Okay, I think I will level up. I think I'll do the boring thing and level up my reflex.
Okay, 3 parts of your day are taken.
All right.
Well, hello there.
Good morning.
Should I roll for perception?
How many men? Me?
No!
Not wrong. 9.
Yeah, you're in the middle of your bed. You are clothed. However, on either side of you, there's Naeus, who is not clothed. Marlo is not clothed. Namid. Lyle. And somehow Hades. Oh, in your bed. Now, mind you, you're clothed.
Yeah.
They are not.
Did I learn about the birds and the bees today? Okay, I killed the GM. Tune in next week.
Hi, Aldrea. Did not realize she needed to be naked to participate.
Like, I just, like, have, like, looked to my wall. There's, like, a fucking, like, whiteboard with notes.
Oh, I did a piece wrong.
Oh, no. I forgot to carry the Y, which is why I'm still close.
Okay.
So what I'm going to do is just use my levitation powers to just nope out of there.
Okay. Just go straight up.
Just exorcist my way out of the door.
As you lift up, both Marlo and Naeus are like, it's cold, and yeet you back down. Fucking down.
Rude.
So I'm just gonna exorcist my way out. No. Oh. Right, there's a blanket over top of me.
Oh. I'm gonna crawl out of this blanket.
Okay, you are now slightly like you. The way you had to pull out is you had to go straight up. So you're now sitting on the end of your bed, mm-hmm. over your pillow, with your feet where your head normally would be.
Yeah.
Now you may levitate the way.
Proceed to levitate the way.
So you slide your way out of this.
Yeah.
Nobody, surprisingly, has woken up.
Yeah. And I am going to learn a thing.
He's like, yeah, no. I don't even want to know the party that happened.
They'll tell me later.
They always do. Mm-hmm. Or you'll read about it.
Yeah. Oh. There is a newspaper... by a person who was in a different person's bed earlier.
Same time, actually. He's still falling.
Yeah.
Whee!
I'm going to level up Water Elemental because it is almost 30.
Okay.
I'm going to bring whatever professionals I can.
So, Namid and his dad?
Well, Namid's asleep. I left him in the room.
Correct.
So just his dad, I guess.
So you find the king a little bit more exposed than he should with the queen. They had a little bit of fun last night, too. Well. He's kind of exposed. Now, mind you, he's covering her up, but his bottom is clearly like...
Oh, just do something else then.
You're like,
I'm going to train.
No, not right now.
Oh, damn it.
Huh?
Oh.
No. I thought
you were telling me, like, no, you can't train now. You went to two different locations.
You can still wake up to Mid's dad.
As you hear her whistling.
Yeah, I could, but I'll be in his fucking situation. I would be out of manipulated, out of existence. Because he has that power. He's the fucking king.
He also has light and dark, which you should be more afraid of.
Exactly.
Both of them are perfected, so when he dies, he's also going to give off a sainthood bonus. No, he's not. No. He's elemental light. That's he's not sainthood.
Too soon. It hasn't even happened yet. I'm going to level up training insects so that I can eventually start leveling up my whittle sticks properly, because I've been neglecting him so fucking hard.
Yes, like, you have.
Like, ASPCA needs to get on this.
Alright, so it's going to take you 3 parts of the day. Are you going to take...
Whatever professionals I can, because we never really established Tukas. Professionals. Well, Tukas, he does exist. We
need Brother Tukas is still here.
Yeah, he still exists. We said that he was going to have a more key role, and then we proceeded to shelf him indefinitely.
Who says he hasn't had a key role?
I don't know. I'll have to ask him whenever I meet him for this training session, which is now.
Okay. So you see Tukas, and he is training Lyle and instructing Lyle on his footing. And he's like, you've never seen Lyle, like, manhandled the way Tukas is.
Lyle in my bedroom. How dare he be awake? Now I have
that's
to hear
on, about, that's very on purpose.
Yeah, because like, now I have to hear about what happened while I'm trying to also do other shit.
Or that wasn't Lyle in your bed.
Oh no, that might have been Loki, because he's the only other person I know that can turn into other people.
There's quite a few other deities, but it was Loki. It was Loki.
I feel like Loki came to, like, he did all this shit separately, then brought him all to my room just to fuck with me.
Did.
Yes! I already have deduced everything without even having to ask.
Well, that one was obvious, but there's also another thing there that you're missing.
The fact that they're doing stuff with my left and right hand.
Perhaps.
Yeah.
You'll figure it out.
Yeah, but as of right now, Tukas needs to tell me about his... adventures.
Well, no, literally, he's training Lyle. Like, he's straightening... You've never seen Lyle manhandled. And when I say he's being manhandled, like, Tukas has got a inch-long bamboo stick.
Yeah.
And here's Lyle in the horse stance getting smacked, and he's like, you're falling! Your footwork is bad! So Lyle ends up falling over. And he's like, well, it'd be helpful if you didn't swap. Ow! Get back in horse stance. And you're like, is he just like...
He said it was an inch long bamboo staff. So I just thought like...
No, like inch wide.
Yeah. Oh. He said long. Wide. So I was...
Sorry. I'm an inch wide. I was like,
how is he whapping it with such a short thing?
No, it's an inch wide, but it's like a 5 foot like bamboo. So okay. He can get actual like momentum with that son of a bitch. Yeah. And you've never seen anyone manhandle Lyle. And he is manhandling Lyle right now.
Yeah, and I've seen Lyle manhandle a Riven.
Many people, yes. And here he is getting manhandled by Brother Tukas. Which now starts to make sense why he's so fucking good. So the head teacher for you guys is Brother Tukas. For all nights.
Yeah. And I am glad I'm asking him for insect training instead of fighting right now.
What do you think I was quite insistent on?
Yeah.
Brother Tukas. He looks at you and goes, oh, huh, welcome. And he, like, still looking at you, smacks at Kyle's, like, thighs, and he falls over. You weren't focusing.
Haha, I distracted him. Take that, Lyle. I'm here for insect training.
Mm-hmm. What kind of animal are we specifically looking at taming today?
Well,
Lyle gets up and gets back in horse stance. Now, mind you, Tukas is fully looking at you.
Yeah.
But Lyle is so afraid he's going to get whacked by that one-inch bamboo stick that he gets back up and naturally gets back into stance.
Yeah. Like, I kind of dematerial... Like, because the whittle sticks has been, like, kind of gauntleted onto my hand, so I kind of let it dematerialize. I just wanted to reiterate it for the audience in case they had forgotten.
Yeah, so it's been on your arm the whole time. You just
I just don't mess with it because it's like, I have no time. You have no idea how much shit I'm in right now. So I let it go back into form.
Lyle jumps back and then finds when he jumps back that there's a stick back there whopping and hits him in the back. And he says, I didn't say move. Tukas just looks at him and Lyle's like, yes, master, and gets back forward and gets back in position.
Yeah.
He goes, all right, well, let's whip you into shape, and looks at you, comes at you with the stick.
So he's just hitting me over the head. He's like, no, you have to train it like this. And I'm just like, I'm trying.
No. And that was more for a funny.
Yeah.
You'll be out for 3 turns.
Of course. But how many points do I get in that?
5.
Okay. Because it is that.
With Tukas, because of Tukas' skills. And he is both a mentor. He's got both the mentor and teacher perk. So you're lucky.
Well, I only need to train with him for that one more time, and it'll be maxed out. Sweet.
Nice. 3 turns.
Yep. Now I'll get my D4.
Yeah, you're still falling.
Have a trip.
You also noticed that you have been falling for a very fucking long-ass time.
I'm not going to like this landing.
You're not going to land unless you dispel yourself first.
I was going to say, do you have super speed? You might be able to just, like, hit the ground running.
I do have super speed. I also have super nerd strength and beauty and senses.
So here comes a comment.
Yeah.
Black Rose is just like... A good-looking comet.
Black Rose is like, why is this street cratered?
He still doesn't know where in the world she teleported him to in the first place. He just knows he's above Black Rose's castle that he can see. There's a good chance if he dispels this, she could have sent him somewhere else.
Yeah.
This is... I love Sky Flashes over here like, usual Leslie shenanigans.
I'm
stretching now, dude.
I'm going to attempt a dispel.
Okay, go for it. You already -5 off of dice.
Wait, hold on. It's 7.
So, no. You're busy for another turn. Would you guys reduce your counter by 1?
Hey, welcome back.
While you're doing this, you guys get a letter that informs you of essentially what happened last night. Apparently, the two parties converged into one Black Rose all-out fiesta for...
Fart party. I do not want to have any further details.
A fiesta party. And essentially what had happened is everybody did a whole bunch of acid, a whole bunch of LSDs, a whole bunch of, you know, the mythic version of drugs and alcohol.
Yes,
got wasted, and nobody knows who went home with anyone.
It's the mythic equivalent, though. Don't do drugs, kids.
Yeah. Don't do drugs. And but essentially, you guys, it was a genuine, like, rave.
Yeah. I think that's our first, like, no-drug thing after, like, how many episodes we've involved them.
Well, it's also, if you're a kid and you're listening to this, why?
Yeah, first of all, where are your parents? No.
Do your parents know that you're listening to us? And second, if they're not... We don't condone this, but thank you for being a fan.
Yeah, thank you for making it to episode 71.
We don't condone this at all, but thank you for being a fan.
All right. Round 2?
Yeah.
Go for it.
We both get skipped, so it's your turn again.
You're still falling.
You said that we all got a letter. How did he get his?
I didn't.
He didn't.
I know.
You two got letters.
I just wanted to say that.
No.
No, he got a nat fucking 1. I think that he's just going further.
Somehow you find yourself over the Silicano homeworld. There are a whole bunch of squid Cthulian looking motherfuckers.
Yeah, you somehow managed to empower the spell instead of dispel the spell.
There's Cthulian like squid creatures below you looking straight up at you like,
what the fuck is that?
Huh? Is that weird carbon-based life form naked?
Well, they don't even recognize what you are. Yeah. Like, they are not looking at, they're not nice to look at, and you're getting scared.
Also, the Silicano to the audience.
No, 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 but they'll find out in once we drop Gods in Space.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We have an expansion pack for that, and they will find it out, but that doesn't round right now. All you need to know is they're Cthulian-type creatures.
I just want the merch. I just want to tell them the merch.
Squid people. Yeah.
Squid people, okay.
Yeah.
Let's try to merch.
How this is happening, I do not know.
You're scared. Well, you guys are, again, training.
Yeah,
you get another mail hooked, and it's literally a list of everyone who got hooked up. You are distinctively not on that list.
I wonder why.
Kind of the good part about fucking the editor.
Am I on that list?
Yes. You were seen going into your room with at least four other individuals.
Oh no, people are...
Is the celibate queen secretly... And the headline is the celibate queen secretly a sex freak?
Fire spell, you know how mad I was going to be once I read this. You did it anyways.
What exactly are you going to do?
I was about to say, like, my follow-up thing was going to be, and I can't do shit about it, because she is on a different power level than me.
She does have godly might, which is
exactly.
Why you don't get to roll right now. Yeah.
That's why you empowering that spell sent you all the way to a different fucking cosmos, essentially.
Planet.
It's a genuine another planet in our galaxy, and you're floating above it looking at Cthulian people.
Yeah.
So, now that has happened, back to you! Here's your third turn, you finally gonna dispel this son of a bitch? I'll even take away the neg 5!
My phone says no.
Roll good.
Yeah, just need a 10 or higher, homie.
He got a 12. He's done it.
Okay. Finally, you zap back into reality and are impaled by the top of Black Rose's castle.
Oh!
Just clunk, clunk, clunk. And it's got the extra spikies on it, too.
Oh, so it's like ribbed?
Yeah, it's the ribbed. And it's just... Oh!
Ribbed for your pleasure.
Yeah, but not yours specifically.
You now have to remove yourself from the spike.
Owie.
Remove yourself from the spike, D20. Need a 10 or higher.
Oh, I did scratch myself.
You got a seven.
You went further down! It's now, like, almost it's ripping
lube.
You in half. You're
it's
like,
lube.
Oh, God, this is so uncomfortable.
Last turn.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, here we go.
So, D3.
No.
You are now! You fell in half! It cuts you in half. You know, both feet, like, your legs are at one part of the castle and your arms are at another.
Those legs are naked, by the way. You're going to need to pick those up later.
You need to go find your lower half.
Well, walking on your head until the rest of your body grows.
Yeah. See if you get arrested.
Public indecency and also self.
I haven't been rolling that well since this started.
No, you got a 20 for your fucking turn selection.
I told you today was going to be shit when I saw the net 20 was your first roll.
17. He's actually made it.
You made it all the way to your lower half and kind of like gingerly put your spine back together. So yeah, it works. Now you need to go see a medic. You're still naked. Let's see if you get arrested again.
11.
You were seen.
Oh no.
But you made it.
There was a question.
You guys get another newsletter. Apparently today is very busy.
Apparently this newsletter.
Ripped in half Black Knight runs through square.
On hands.
Yeah. No, you were only seen after you put yourself together.
Yeah.
So all they ripped in half Knight. Was it a rough night or just a rough time? Catch the scoop tonight at 10.
This being a newsletter, it's acting more like a news telegraph. Or,
pretty much is.
Yeah. The other T word. So our turns are now done for training.
It is. Finally, you guys get to go.
Yeah.
Hey, we trained. We want powers.
I want to not be shit stunned by our enemies.
Oh yeah, that's also true.
Mm-hmm. It is my turn next, so... How many days have we got left to the Inquisition? Like 4?
It is now
4.
Yeah, it's still 4 because we started the day.
Okay. You started at dawn.
Yeah.
So it is now night.
That's probably going to take way more than 4 days for us to do. So the thing I've been wanting to do for like 5 sessions now is probably not going to happen.
No.
Or at least until after the Inquisition.
Yep. So until the Inquisition.
Okay.
Who has elemental fire they want to level up?
I do not. Oh, mine's already maxed out, so.
Can actually bring someone.
Yeah, who
you're a master.
Yeah, wants to help me anyway.
So I can help you with
it. And he can learn it. Or no, you can teach him.
Yeah.
You can teach him. He's a level 30. He's maxed out.
Yeah,
so he can teach
him. On fire.
Elemental fire.
Yeah, but I think he's already maxed out.
Or you know.
He doesn't have that fire. So you would have to learn.
I have shock and earth.
Yeah, because you're trying to make glass.
So you would have to take.
And I'm trying to make steam.
Statigar.
I will take Statigar.
Yeah, I'll train you.
Now, I will point out the king and Namid are.
I was about to ask if I could take Namid.
Yeah.
Namid and the king are both available.
Okay.
They're not in hungover state.
Compromising positions.
You know, I'm going to take Aldrin, I'm going to take the king, and I'm going to take the man.
I'm going to tell him not to talk about whatever happened last night.
So he pulls you aside real quick. He's like, okay, since I'm going to be training you, I've got one thing.
Look.
Shut up.
Look. Nothing happened.
What did you do?
Nothing happened.
What did you do?
Loki decided to play a prank.
You don't even know.
I don't even think Loki has anything to do with it.
You don't.
I feel like while I was out and I deduced this.
No, you deduced this as a human being. Your player, your character has not figured it out. Because you guys haven't fully met Loki yet.
No.
I met Loki. He met Loki.
Yeah, and I saw him the one time whenever I was
You saw him, but he was shapeshifted.
Here, let's play this out as if you don't, and I'll make your character not meta.
So, yes. Stop metaing.
Alright, fine.
So, yeah, you woke up with four people in this.
What did you do?
I didn't do anything.
What did you do?
So, I wake up closed. To the left and right of me is Naeus and Marlowe. And to the left and right of them is the Med. And what? Oh, we're both rolling?
No, just keep talking.
Yeah.
Keep talking, but roll while you talk.
Okay. And the Med. And Lyle. But then I saw Lyle.
I got 10.
With Tukas, so, yeah.
13.
Should be both of you.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Out of game knowledge, Leslie is listening.
Alright.
That's what I was rolling you guys to. But continue.
Yep.
Well, I did continue mostly.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, I finished the recap.
Yeah, but I saw Lyle later,
which
confused me.
Yeah. And, for one thing, TMI.
You asked.
You could have just said you woke up in the middle of an orgy.
But I wasn't part of it. I had to give you more.
You were in the middle of it, though.
But I was close, so it wasn't a part of it.
Are you sure you didn't just figure out how to, you couldn't just figure out how to not, how to do it?
Look, the birds and the bees is confusing. Anyway. I'm pretty sure clothes need to be off to do it. Thus.
That is, in my experience, I've learned that is optional.
Well, I didn't have to make any adjustments, so I think I'm still good.
I don't feel any different. Am I supposed to feel different?
Yeah.
Anyway, I believe you spent too much time talking about this.
So.
3 parts of your day.
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay. They finally have welded your chest back together.
How many points?
To my lower half.
5.
Yeah.
6, 7. Yeah. 7 altogether.
Alright.
Counting his bonus where he gets a +1 for training.
Yeah, all of his bonuses.
Yep.
I'm gonna activate my armor, which I should have done in the first place.
Activate your armor.
I just thought
about
he
it. You can summon your armor at any time.
Oh,
because
shit.
You're a blood sister, yeah.
Yeah. You do have that.
Yeah, so he's like, now that I am solid.
Yeah.
I'm going to close beam.
In my defense, I had a lot of shit going through me at the time.
Literally. You had a wind going past you.
Alright.
Yeah. However, I just was informed by Mr. Producer. That is all for this episode. We will catch you guys in episode 72. Stay tuned and have an absolutely wonderful rest of your day. Check us out on Facebook at The Eternal Cycle Origins. And we are on Amazon and we're getting our YouTube going. So,
yeah.
Later. Have an absolutely wonderful rest of your day.